This page shows a observation schedule for a static control survey. And as you see here, the sessions are numbered as to when they start and when they stop. And then the receiver A, B, C, and D is shown, and what station they are to be on, and what they are to do when they move from one to another. This sort of a log is necessary when static surveying is done, because, of course, the constellation needs to be observed simultaneously with GPS receivers occupying the points here. For example, receiver A on station 1, receiver B on station 3, C on 8, and D on 13 in session 1 need to be at that position, beginning at 7:10 and stopping at 8:10, so that we will have a full hour of simultaneous observations on those stations, and then some reset and stay at the same place, and others move on to another station. For example, 1 and 3 reset, and station 8 and 13 move. Station 8 moves to station 2, station 13 moves to station 4, and then, of course, there's a half an hour given there for that move, and at 8:40 they all power up and observe till 9:50. This gives you an idea of how it is necessary to have the information of this well in hand when one does the work. Of course, this isn't the only kind of information that's necessary. Names, addresses, and phone numbers of property owners, combinations of locks, etc. have to be in place for the work to go smoothly. And this observation schedule can be revised, of course, if the observations don't go as planned. It should specify start and stop times. And in this way, the schedule will not only serve to inform every receiver operator of his or her own expected occupations, but those of every other in the project as well. And this is useful sometimes when unexpected occurrences cause a change in the schedule.